Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Is truth overrated? Do Americans feel it's finally okay to be racist again? Does a healthy debate help you solidify your thinking, or maybe it even changes your mind? Ozzy.com editor-in-chief Carlos Watson says, Third Rail with Ozzy is an arena for open and honest conversations about provocative topics, offering a variety of viewpoints and spirited debate on some of the most critical issues facing our society today. You can see Third Rail with Ozzy this week on SDPB-TV. That's at 7:30 Central, 6:30 Mountain, Friday night. Joining us now for more is the show's creator, Denise Diani. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
So I caught up with the first episode online, which you can do. We'll put a link up on our website after the show and move forward. That conversation from the first conversation is really still ongoing. Tell me a little bit about the format of the show and really how you bring audience members into the conversation.
Well, you know, I really appreciate what you just said, that the conversation from last Friday's premiere show, first show ever, guys, is still ongoing. So we see Third Rail with Ozzy as a week-long conversation about the issue that we're debating. It culminates in the Friday night live-to-tape from New York broadcast. But we really start the conversation before that. So our question goes out on social media, on digital. We do every week for every question an exclusive national survey to figure out where the country's thinking on these issues before we go into our studio. And when we're in our studio taping the show, we have a live audience. We have, of course, panelists who come from all over the country and, I will say, all over the political spectrum. And while the show is being broadcast on Friday evenings, we're still inviting everybody on any platform and all platforms to vote and let us know their feelings about the debate question, to send us social comments via whatever social platform they like to use. And we really do see it as a high engagement conversation. We kind of wish we could have all of you kind of in the studio with us at all times, but since that's not feasible, we do it via social and digital. And if you watch the show, I think you'll see that there's an ongoing poll, an ongoing vote, ongoing social comments, in addition to what goes on on the studio set.
Many of those comments I noticed from this first program really moved the conversation forward as well. They didn't just, have a listener tweeting and weighing in or saying something that maybe might not be helpful, which you might anticipate from some social media input. But these are really comments, and I don't know if do you vet those, or is that just the listeners you get, where the people who are engaging are really, they have something to say that sort of takes the conversation to the next step.
Well, that's, I think, a really good and fair observation, because as I mentioned, the social conversation starts during the week before the Friday show. Mm. So what we're able to do for the premiere is the conversation was ongoing. We had social community groups together talking. So what we're able to do, and we do it for all of the shows we do in the series, is we're able to curate comments that had come in, the day of the taping. We were able to input some of those into the actual format of the show so that the team and our host, Carlos Watson, could respond to them. And then during the actual live premiere, we were just listening and curating very actively. I think we got thousands of email comments, and we were actively curating. We had kind of a two-person social team to make sure they were, A, appropriate for public media, but B, to your point, would move the conversation along. So that was pretty satisfying and exciting. And, we do want to hear from everybody, again, during the week, but also during the broadcast. It's a really fun way, I think, to engage with the content.
Tell me a little bit about working with Carlos Watson. I just completely want to hang out with him after watching this. So smart and so fun and so relaxed. And again, willing to just sort of bounce things around. When I say the pace is, dynamic, I don't mean that it lacks depth, though. So what is it like to work with Carlos and sort of have it move at the pace that it does, but also really get at the heart of the topic that you're digging into?
Well, it's also another great question. Those of us in the business, we work with a lot of so-called on-camera talent. Yeah. And sometimes you work with folks, and when they're on camera, they're one person. and whether off camera they're another person. Nothing could be further from the truth of Carlos Watson. He is remarkable. He is completely energetic. He's completely passionate. What you see on the show is actually who he is. He's a utter delight. He is always provocative. He's always reaching to get to the next layer of truth or to improve what he's doing. You know, he, as you guys know, he or may know, he's the co-founder and editor-in-chief of Ozzy.com, which is a digital journal that's been around for a few years and is growing strong. You know, reaches, you know, tens of millions of people each week. You know, he made that happen. So he's a force of nature. He's a complete delight. And, you know, one of my jobs now is, of course, to keep his growing fan base away from him because he's quite beloved. He really right. is. And he is a lovely, lovely guy.
Yeah. Ozzy.com, if you don't know, O-Z-Y. That's where you O-Z-Y. Can look that up and find it right now. We'll put a link up on our website, too, as well, after the show. Denise, let's talk about those questions because you really, it's, you know, you found some doozies. Beginning with the first episode, is truth overrated? Are we in a post-truth generation or era? Is lying now the American way? So fascinating. Where'd that question come from?
Well, you know, what we're trying to do with Third Rail with Ozzy is to take the kinds of conversations that we and our friends are having that we overhear, you know, at a restaurant, at a bar, at a sporting event, that Americans are actually talking about, and amp it up to make it maybe a little bit more extreme, maybe a little bit more pointed. So I think what we've been hearing about, you know, in the last, you know, year or so, there's been so much out there about fake news, about Americans being in the respective echo chambers or self-generated bubble, that we really wanted to find a way to hit that question of lies, of so-called truthiness, of fake news from a different perspective. So we turned it around and said, well, maybe does it really matter? Does truth really matter? And that's a debate question. I'm not going to tell you what I think. I really will. Of course I think truth matters. I'm a journalist. But, right. you know, it's still a provocative question. And I think, thank you for saying it, I think it got people on all the platforms I've mentioned and certainly the panels in the studio out of their normal, you know, talking points. So what we're trying right. to do is to get our kind of a thumb on the pulse of what people are caring and talking about, try to turn it just a bit to make it slightly more provocative, and then to try to force folks out of their normal, you know, pundit seats or talking points to have something that drills down and maybe is just that much more authentic. It's not easy, and I will share with you and your listeners that the question development is the thing that is probably the single most challenging aspect of what we do creatively and editorially, and because we want to frame questions that are very much of the mind and of interest to folks, and we want to just make them not so predictable. So it's been quite a ride to get where we've gotten so far.
And in that episode about truth, there's a moment where Carlos Watson talks with Malcolm Gladwell, and that conversation is still bouncing around inside my head because Gladwell talks about the diversity in the media landscape that is really unprecedented. In some ways, he said, well, good, we're not all getting our news sources from the same three, you know, broadcasters that we were 50 years ago. It's healthy. And he kind of digs into some thoughts that are still sort of, you know, percolating. That's the intention, right? Keep thinking about it.
Absolutely, keep thinking about it. And, you know, I think his point, which really, to some extent, underscores one of the thematic goals of Third Rail with Ozzy, is that, you know, we talk about diversity of opinions, we talk about, is this an age that is post-truth, as you said earlier, but when you think about it, what was the age of truth? Because there was a much more narrow, unified, and possibly comfortable truth. And what Malcolm said, for those who didn't hear it, he goes back to the days where there were, you know, as he put it, I'm, you know, paraphrasing him, you know, three white middle-aged newscasters on the central networks telling America what the truth was. And that was comfortable and discomforting at the same time. And we've traded that more unified reality for the kind of fire hose that now is, you know, hundreds of channels and every kind of social media platform. And we each have the ability, if we choose to customize the news we hear. And that, again, can be comforting, but if you're only hearing the news you want to hear, what's it really doing to the sense of how we're informing ourselves of citizens and the electorate? So I think Malcolm Gladwell, who is, you know, just so fascinating, whatever he talks about, really hit that point right on the head.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. We talk about, you know, truth and post-truth. So I think that these are topics that I talk about with my friends. I talk about them with my peers. I talk about them with other journalists. And I think they're very relevant to how we are trying to understand what's going on today in America and frankly, where we may be going in the next 6, 12 months or years.
He also mentions that President Trump, in his estimation, has awoken the American media to what their role is in a democracy. Carl Swatson, again, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but he says, it's the most important time for media since Watergate. He believes that. What do you think the impact, the ripple effects of this show and this conversation could be on that landscape right now?
Oh, well, you're asking me to dream and dream big.
Yeah.
I mean, what I hope is that it is one of the small pieces of what PBS and other legitimate journalism organizations are trying to do, to keep shining the light, to keep searching for the truth while acknowledging there are always many shades of truth. I hope this conversation encourages people to question their assumptions. I mean, I think that's like one of the mantras, right, from the, the 60s and 70s. First it was question authority, and then it was question assumptions. And I think that is really a clarion call for these days where we get so much information that is so self-fulfilling or self-referential in terms of what we think the news is about. And I think that if we can all question assumptions, I think that's what good journalism does. It frames questions, it researches questions, it brings forth information, it provokes discussion, and I hope that Third Rail with Ozzy, designed to be a provocative, we hope insightful, in the best cases, we hope enlightening discussion amongst some really interesting thinkers and authors and celebrities.
Hmm.
We hope that will really generate that spirit of, yeah, let's talk about this and let's question our own and other assumptions.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about Third Rail with Ozzy. You can see it on SDPB TV this Friday night, second episode. You can see the first episode online, 7:30 Central and 6:30 Mountain. Denise, what's the next question? What's coming ahead?
Oh, my goodness. I should have called me in 2 hours. We're still working on it. But I will tell you and your listeners, the question, we know we're talking about race in America,
yeah.
And the question that we framed at this moment is America becoming more or less racist? And that we really have, talking to lots of people going to come on the show, and trust me, that gets people talking.
Right. So how do you keep how do you structure this so that conversation is helpful and doesn't sort of descend into its worst self?
Yeah. Again, a great question. Let's go back to, the one and only Carlos Watson. You know, as the on-air host, he has the function of a moderator, a ringleader. He's also a journalist, so he needs to provoke and push, but he also needs to corral. You know, in the DNA of this show, very much is a commitment to civil dialogue. We don't want that to sound, too earnest and certainly not boring. But one of the mandates of the show is to make sure we're having provocative, honest, and even sometimes contrarian and surprising conversations, but always trying to pull them back to being civil conversations, the best of what public media can do. It is in the DNA of the show, and I think we were able to do it on the first premiere show of last week, and we're going to all work hard to make sure it happens this week and for the rest of the series.
Do you think people change their minds about something while watching the show, or do you think that they solidify the opinion they have, they think more deeply about it? What do you think is actually happening this early stages?
Yeah, good question. We had done a series, sort of, if you will, an antecedent to what we're doing now called Point Taken for PBS a year or so ago. Right. And we did some research on that. And what we found, which was both interesting but maybe not unexpected, was that about 13 to 19% of viewers who watch the show either online or on broadcast said either that they changed their opinion or that their mind was open to new information. You know, I think it's a pretty high bar to actually change opinions. I think most of us think what we think and or believe what we believe. But I think what we hope Third Rail with Ozzy does is to get you to pause, to get you to hear in a new frame, perhaps, the other point of view, and to say, huh, you know, I'm going to consider that. So, again, I don't think we're going to, and I don't think it's our goal. We're not an advocacy show. Again, the goal is, let's talk about these things that are so important in America today, and let's try to listen to each other, and if at all possible, let's try to question our own assumptions and see if we can maybe get a little bit closer, you know, point by point. Can we just come a little bit closer? And if we can't agree with one another, which again is maybe a high bar, at least can we become more understanding, or if I dare, even empathetic with an alternative point of view that may not be our own.
And you've been listening to Denise Diani. Third Rail with Ozzy is hosted by Emmy Award-winning journalist Carlos Watson. You can catch it this Friday, SDPB-TV, at 7:30 Central, 6:30 Mountain. Join the online conversation as well. We'll put a link up on our website after today's program. Head over to listen.sdpb.org. Denise, fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for being interested in Third Rail with Ozzy.